Stuart Gibbs has become a staple in children's literature over the past decade. Beginning in 2010 with Belly Up, a mystery story about the death of a hippo, the zoo's mascot, the author has gone on to write 6 book series. They include the Fun Jungle series, the Moon Base Alpha series, and the Spy School series. Gibbs is the highest-profile non-local author to be hosted at the Haynes Library and looked forward to sharing his knowledge with the local kids.
And so I like to talk about, you know, where the ideas for my books came from, but also, you know, just how inspiration works for authors. In general, I think that there's kids out there who want to write, and a lot of the time they don't recognize that, you know, an author doesn't just start writing and just... You know, we don't just sit at the computer and say, okay, I'm just going to write this off the top of my head. We put a tremendous amount of thought into working those stories out beforehand. And I think once kids realize that, they realize, like, oh, you know, like, if I can't come up with something off the top of my head, that doesn't mean I'm not fit to be a writer or something like that. It means, no, I got to take some time, think my story through. So I think they find it interesting, guys, that maybe an author's been thinking about an idea for a year, 2 years, or a decade before they say, okay, I know how to write this story now.
The idea to invite Gibbs to Haynes came from children's librarian Holly Davis, who learned about Gibbs from a young relative.
My 4th grade nephew was here from Sitka, and he was reading Belly Up by Stuart Gibbs. And I thought, so that's what 4th grade boys are liking these days. So I borrowed it, and I read it, and I loved it. And I bought the rest of the Fun Jungle series over the course of the year. So we have all of Stuart's Fun Jungle books. But it's been a really long time since we've hosted a famous author. So I was very excited when I was able to reach out to his author appearance coordinator, who agreed to ask him if he'd be willing to come to Alaska, and he told her yes, and she told me yes.
Gibbs also shared his writing process to help young would-be authors stay organized.
Said, oh, you know what, if I outline my story ahead of time, if I spend a lot of time brainstorming ideas, maybe even doing research and working and crafting that story before I sit down to start writing it, that seems like a lot of work up front, but it probably saves a tremendous amount of work in the process of doing it.
Gibbs's visit to Alaska also coincides with his upcoming work set in a familiar place.
I've got a couple books coming, and one of the things I will talk to the kids today is that the next Spy School book actually does take place in Alaska, but there's also some possibility that it doesn't just have to be that one or I've kind of created some things, so a lot of, like, every little bit of this trip could become some sort of research.
According to Gibbs, coming to places like Haynes and speaking to young readers is the most rewarding aspect of being an author.
I did not know that actually going to schools or towns like this and talking to students was part of the job. I think most authors who write for kids don't recognize that when they first start writing. And then your publisher says to you one day, hey, this is what you're going to do. And you say, what? Okay. What do I talk about? Well, we don't know. Go talk about whatever you want to talk about. But the fact that you get to meet kids who are excited about reading, or maybe kids who aren't excited but maybe get them excited about reading, that's amazing. And it's amazing to meet a kid who's read your book, and now I've got kids books have been out for 13 years, so who are in college and saying, like, oh, I read your book when I was a kid and it made me want to be a scientist or something like that. And so all that is just any reaction the kids I read for that age group is just like the most enthusiastic, wonderful group of humans that there are, and they're just so much fun to talk to and engage with.
Gibbs's new book, set in Alaska, Spy School Going North, is set to be released this October. For KHNS in Haynes, I'm Brandon Wilkes.